You and a team of reporters spent about 2 months speaking to every county and tribal health department in the state about their vaccine distribution plans. Why did you feel that kind of reporting was necessary, and what's your big picture takeaway?
Sure. So our first goal was to be able to get people more information on how to get a vaccine, where they live, or really what to expect with the process in their community. So that could be whether there's a wait list and if you can only sign up online or if you have to call into your local health department, for example. That effort really took that much time because the bar kept moving as we balanced this project with other stories. But that ended up working pretty well because we were able to offer this whole picture right as the state was opening up eligibility to everyone 16 and older. What we found probably isn't surprising to people as they've either tried to access vaccines or just watched the state's pandemic response overall. What this effort looks like to prioritize people for shots and even to get them booked for an appointment varies a lot from one county to the next.
So vaccines have been coming into Montana from the federal allotment to the state, the Veterans Administration, Indian Health Services, and the Federal Retail Pharmacy Program. With so many different sources for vaccines, what are the challenges facing local health departments as counties try to make sure shots get into the arms of Montanans?
One of the first challenges was the state initially had overarching priority groups for access to the vaccine. So each county had to initially look at the priority groups that the state had established for early access to vaccines and decide within their own communities really who made sense to try to get vaccines to first and how to go about that process. And so I think every county was kind of dealing with in a local way what made sense for them early on. And as vaccine eligibility kind of widened, counties were then trying to figure out what is the smartest way to announce vaccine clinics and how do you tell residents how to sign up for vaccines and what system makes sense for signing people up for vaccines and this really historic effort to get vaccines out. Overall, we also saw this issue of losing health workers and public health workers during the pandemic continue through that vaccine rollout. And so there was a lot of initial reporting of public health workers leaving jobs amid some of the long hours and also the stress and backlash to trying to respond to the pandemic. What we saw with our project was that some counties were hit harder than others. I think the most extreme example of that would be Carter County. There was one point this winter when nobody was on hand to administer COVID-19 vaccines in the county after the area's health officer had resigned. And the county also hadn't had a full-time public health nurse since last summer. What ended up happening was that some of Carter County's doses went next door to Fallon County, and Carter residents who wanted the vaccine and were actually eligible for the shot at that time had to travel next door to Fallon County to get their shot. And when the story ran, Carter had been operating since late January with an interim part-time public health nurse who really was leading the vaccine effort. And when I say leading, it's booking appointments to administering shots and also sitting with patients afterwards for that 10-minute window to make sure there was no negative reaction. And so you had that part-time public health nurse leading this effort with some advice from Fallon County on how to do that process. And so I think Carter County is really an example of a jurisdiction dealing with limited resources in rural Montana, but also public health workers like those in Carter and those in Fallon, or also just public health workers being able to shift to fill gaps. Though in our reporting in this project, we heard from a lot of people just this feeling of fatigue after more than a year of that hard work. And that was true for both rural counties like Carter and more urban places as well.
It seems like small counties are taking a different approach to vaccinations than larger counties. Can you explain some of the differences and the opportunities they present to those coordinating vaccine rollout?
Right, in Fallon County, for example, I spoke with a public health worker who said for their county, it really made sense to call the list of names that they already had on hand and already had in their records to say, we have vaccines, do you want an appointment? And we heard from other rural communities too, where their way of telling people that vaccines were available was either primarily through Facebook posts, or there were some communities that mainly relied on newspaper ads and even flyers to let people know when vaccines were available. And so each, again, kind of shifting to what made sense in their community. I think for larger counties, a major hurdle is making sure that residents understand how to navigate the system to get a vaccine while they're competing with thousands for appointments. So you have some really interesting examples of how counties are figuring out how to do that. And one is Silver Bow County, which is actually using its local civic center's ticketing system. And so this was the system that you would use to sign up to go to a basketball game or a concert, you know, pre-pandemic. And now they've converted this system, or they've tapped into this system. Now they are able to use this system for people to go online or even walk up to the ticketing booth or make a call to get a ticket, though it's free, but get a ticket for their COVID-19 vaccine. And one of the things that they told me about that system that's really helpful is people are already familiar with how to use it. When you don't have someone who can use the internet, again, they can walk up to a ticketing booth to get their ticket there or make a call. And you still have a lot of variety in who is going to have a wait list and who doesn't. For example, I know Gallatin County has a wait list now that is in the thousands for people to get a vaccine. And then in Missoula County, there isn't a wait list for residents to get a vaccine, which heard from some people in the community, it made it challenging to compete for a place in line for a vaccine when clinics opened up. We did hear from Missoula County health officials that they've set aside 20% of available vaccine appointments for seniors who don't have access to the internet. They're also trying to do outreach campaigns using nonprofit agencies and other ways of just getting word out to people that they can make an appointment by phone if they can't use an online system.
While the state decides how many doses of vaccine each area gets, the state says it makes sense to leave it up to local jurisdictions to get COVID-19 vaccinations to their residents. Do we lose anything by not having the state playing a bigger role, or at least a more visible one?
So this was a really interesting question when we started this project, because you have some states that kind of have a registration system that are statewide and rules that are statewide. And then you have other states like Montana that are doing a system more locally based. And so when I spoke with state officials about this, their response was that Montana's patchwork system it's by design, with each county and local jurisdiction really knowing best how to reach their population. And they say that's not new with the pandemic. So Montana's one of those states that has a health system where local jurisdictions typically have a lot of say in what happens within their boundaries. We did speak with some national public health experts who said that they've seen cases where those kind of decentralized systems can leave some counties behind, and it can take a while to register when there are gaps in resources, whether that's access to materials or even people. But they said in rural states like Montana that often local public health officials are used to problem solving for some of the issues that come up within their community, whether that's being short on staff or reaching really isolated populations. That's work they've done before the pandemic. But also when I spoke with state officials, they said that the majority of jurisdictions already had systems in place to get people vaccines, and that the state also offered tools like an online portal for counties in case they wanted another route to get people signed up for doses. And state officials say Montana's path is working based on the state's overall success to get shots in arms.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your reporting with us.
Thank you.